I think the key to understanding the readings of this Sunday is that enigmatic question that the prophet Elijah asks the prophet Elisha, his successor, when Elisha asks whether he can go back home and greet his family before following Elijah on the way. Elijah asks him, well, he says to him, go back. And he says, have I done anything for you? Well, it's quite obvious he's done something for him. He's put his mantle, the prophetic mantle, on the shoulders of Elisha. So it's a strange question to ask. I may be grasping a bit, but I think that we're supposed to hear the question with the following emphasis. Have I done anything for you? In other words, Elisha, I'm not the one that you answer to here. In fact, we know from the beginning of that reading that it's God himself who commanded Elijah to place that prophetic mantle upon the shoulders of Elisha. So Elijah's question, have I done anything for you, is a way to indicate, to remind Elisha that in fact, it is God. It's not I, Elijah, but it is God who has done something for Elisha. It's God who has appointed him to this prophetic mission in succession to Elijah. So Elijah is saying to Elisha, I think, Elisha, if you recognize who it is who has called you, if you recognize the extraordinary gift, the unmerited gift of this prophetic vocation that you've received from God, then nothing that God asks you, no task that the Lord asks of you will be too great. You'll have the strength to go back, greet your family, but then to cut ties with your work as a farmer, plowing the fields. You'll have the strength to leave that behind and exercise the mission that God has given you. So in other words, the strength to do God's will, to live the mission that the Lord entrusts to Elisha, that comes from an awareness of having received an unspeakably wonderful gift. I think that helps us also approach the gospel this evening. Jesus confronts us with these demands that being disciples places on our shoulders. And the key here, I mean, let's not get sidetracked. We don't want to look at this too literally. Like, I mean, you know, if my father dies, you know, heaven forbid it should happen soon. But if my father dies, you know, Father Kevin is certainly going to let me go home and, you know, attend the funeral. Let's not be too literal here. The point is of these sayings that our adherence to Jesus, the bond that we have as his disciples with him, it's got to be absolute. It's got to determine everything else in our lives. Jesus and our friendship with him, our discipleship, can't take a back seat to anything else in our lives. It's got to be what determines all the rest. It's got to be the basis on which we make all of our decisions. There can't be anything that holds us back from adhering to the Lord. And that question that Elijah asks Elisha, I think, points us, it indicates to us how it is that you and I are to receive the freedom to adhere completely to the Lord Jesus. We will have the freedom to follow the Lord wherever he asks us to go in our lives if we recognize that this gift of discipleship is an extraordinary gift that we've received from the Lord. By his death and resurrection, without us taking any initiative in the matter, whatever, by his death and resurrection, Jesus has made us beloved sons and daughters of God. We have been in baptism united with his paschal mystery. And that's a gift that's given us new life, the freedom of God's children. And when you and I allow that gift and the realization of that gift to just seep deeply into our hearts, then our relationship with Jesus will be able to inform everything else in our lives. Nothing that the Lord asks us will be too great. But with joy and with readiness, we'll say, yes, Lord, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. I'm not going to allow any longer things to hold me back. Whatever it is, things hold me back. I know there are things that hold you back. With each of us, it's going to be different. The solution to that, the healing grace that we need, is gratitude. Gratitude for the awesome initiative that God has shown in making us sons and daughters. It's that gratitude that will give us the freedom to follow the Lord. I think that those of us here, I imagine it's the vast majority, those of us here who have always been Christians, those of us perhaps who were baptized when we were babies, I think we run the risk sometimes of taking our faith for granted because it's always been a part of our lives. It's of a piece with everything. And because we've never not known what it is to be Christians, then sometimes we can forget what an extraordinary gift it is. I think that we would do well to pray and to meditate on what our lives would be like without Jesus Christ. I know in my own life, my life wouldn't be nearly as happy. It wouldn't be nearly as abundant. It wouldn't be nearly as joyous. I'm extraordinarily grateful to the Lord that part of the gift that he's given me as his disciple is to be here at Holy Trinity, ministering to you for the last year. That's but one gift that I wouldn't have received had Jesus not made me his son, and Jesus not made me a son of God, and not called me to be a Jesuit. But I think each of us, reflecting on our own lives, can see the various gifts that we've received as disciples, the graces that we received, and how much less rich our lives would be had it not been for that saving grace poured into our hearts. We need to really meditate on that so that the realization of this gift can sink deeply, more deeply, into our hearts. And that's where the freedom comes from that St. Paul speaks about in the letter to the Galatians. For freedom Christ has set you free. Freedom from all those things that hold us back. Freedom from all of those things that cause us to go to Jesus and say, but Lord, before I follow you, can't I do X? Can't I have Y? And then I'll come. Just a little bit later, Lord. Just a little bit later. The freedom that we have, the freedom that comes from gratitude, will allow us to put our adherence to Christ before everything else so that we're not held back by anything. Tonight, as on every Sunday, the Lord gives us the great gift, the awesome gift of his body and blood. Just as he was offered on the cross 2,000 years ago, so that offering is made present for us on the altar. And we eat and drink the body and blood of our Lord, crucified and risen. What an awesome gift. It's a gift that none of us deserves, but the Lord gives it freely. Let's allow that gift, the realization of it, to sink deeply into our hearts so that when we come to the Eucharist tonight, we can say, Lord, I don't want to be held back by anything. This thing, X, Y, or Z in my life that's been holding me back, I don't want it to hold me back anymore. In this sacrament, give me the freedom I need to follow you unreservedly in the concrete circumstances of my life. The Lord has given us an awesome gift. He renews it for us this evening in this Eucharist. And let's beg the Lord the grace that we might adhere to him first and foremost, and that we might have that freedom to allow our friendship with him to determine everything else in our lives.